Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And this is a special episode, of course, because right now we have opened up the 3-day Captivating Weekend event and allowed others outside of the CCC program for the first time ever to join the 3-day Captivating Weekend event. And I'm super excited about that. I was very nervous at first, and now I'm really becoming open to the idea, and I'm looking forward to be able to open up a limited amount of spaces. I'm not going to make it like this grand thing where, you know, I still want to keep it very intimate because I value intimacy very much. I value being able to make sure every person in the room is seen, heard, felt, and understood. But what I definitely do value also are the people who have been reaching out, curious about the event, looking forward. Maybe they've been following the podcast for some time or on social media or on the email list. Maybe if you're like them, you've wanted to do coaching or you've been curious about it, but not quite sure what to expect or if it's the right fit for you. Or maybe it just wasn't in your budget to join the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program at the time when enrollment was open. And if so, this is going to be the perfect introductory event for you. It's going to be just the experience, the intimacy, the connections. What you're going to learn over the course of those 3 days is absolutely going to catapult and help you to just recenter and ground back into your love life, your confidence, your self-worth, your clarity about what actions you need to take. It's going to help to give you the motivation that you need to feel empowered in your love life in 2024. So very excited about that. If you are interested, right now the early bird tickets are available. You can simply send me a DM and I'll make sure that the link is in the show notes for this particular episode. Send me a DM on Instagram and just send the word Captivate, or you can just send the word Cap, and I will send you the special early bird link for you to enroll. And the reason why I'm doing it that way is because I do want to keep the event very limited, so I need to control how many people have access to enrollment. So if you want that, the ticket for the early bird is at a reduced rate, but the regular ticket is $250 for the 3 days. Listen, this is a full 3-day event and you will get replays of the sessions. So that's a big deal because over those days, you're going to learn so much. You're going to walk away with so much value. I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the best investments that you make into your love life. Very, very excited. So you want to go ahead and reach out if you are interested so that you can get the savings on the early bird ticket, or you'll be able to pay for the regular ticket once that is available. For right now, though, just so we can maintain the environment, keep it very intimate, you want to go ahead and send the DM on Instagram, the word Captivate or Cap. Let me know that you want an early bird ticket and I'll send you the private link for that so you can have the savings. And if you want to wait, maybe it's just not the right time or you need a few more days or a week before you will be able to purchase your ticket, then you want to go ahead to captivatingcourtship.com/captivatingweekend to get your ticket. once tickets are open. And tickets will open up, the regular tickets will open up on 2/26, okay? Oh, and let me just say this, the Captivating Weekend is March 8th through 10th. If you cannot attend all 3 days or for the full time, do not let that hold you back. You will still have access to our new workbook that goes along with the exercise, the sessions that you're going to have with the workshops. You're still going to have access to the replays to the sessions. So do not let having to work or you have other things going on in your schedule to hold you back. You want to make sure that you are still allowing yourself to get the tickets so you can get the information, because the replays will not be available to anyone outside of those who are attendees. So if you need to take off of work, look, you have plenty of time to take off of work for any other appointments, to travel, to do anything. Take a sick day. Take a holiday. It's okay. It's not a big deal. You're allowed to do that for yourself. You can take the day off. You can take a half day. You can just go ahead and mark it off your own, your calendar, or you can just simply live your life accordingly, but at least have access to the replays. So make sure that you get your ticket. All the information will be in the show notes for that. So for this episode, this is actually an episode where I wanted to talk about the three types of women that need to be in the room for the Captivating Weekend. And today I'm going to start off with the first type of woman that needs to be in the room. And I'm going to call her Overwhelmed Olivia. Hey, Olivia. Overwhelmed Olivia. So for the next couple of episodes, I'm going to break down the three types of women. And I want you to pay attention. Do you identify with one of these types of women? Two of them? All three of them? If so, if you see yourself in these women, if you can relate to their stories, to their experiences when it comes to courtship and dating, you need to be in the room and you need to secure your ticket for the upcoming Captivating Weekend. Now, for those of you who are newer listeners and maybe you're less familiar, I've been in the relationship industry for almost a decade. I started off with matchmaking back in 2015. I transitioned into coaching and opened up the Captivating Courtship itself, became the founder of the Captivating Courtship, and then the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program, which is our signature 12-month coaching program. I launched that in 2020, right in the pandemic. It was a crazy time to start a business, but I launched it in 2020. And over the years, now it's been almost 10 years. This is like year nine being in the industry, and this summer makes year nine. And over the years, I have come across a lot of different types of women, which is why I have the 8 love loops, which are my signature relationship patterns, and I've been able to cultivate, and not just cultivate, but be able to discover over my years of relationship coaching and being in the relationship industry. But when it comes to the personalities and the types that we tend to work with the most in coaching, the most popular one for sure is the trophy pattern. That tends to be the types of women that we work with the most. But even within the trophy pattern, and maybe you don't have the trophy pattern, but I want you to still pay attention to, do you identify with the types of women that I'm going to be mentioning over the next couple of episodes? Because sometimes you may not really realize that the experiences that you're having when it comes to relationships or the dating and courtship process, they don't have to be your norm. You're allowed to change them. You're allowed to get new information, new tools. You're allowed to no longer accept what was. You get to change how you view yourself in the context of relationships. You get to change your experiences. Like, you get to be empowered in this area of your life. Relationships, whether they're romantic, business, family, it doesn't matter. They are the most impactful aspect of your life. It's your health, your wealth, and your relationships. These are the pillars of life. And everything that you do is funneled through these experiences. You cannot avoid them. And how you show up in one area of life will always trickle over to how you show up in another area of life. But when it comes to relationships, when you feel overwhelmed or you feel weak or you feel uncertain or you deal with a lot of stress and anxiety or you feel discouraged or undesirable, any of those things, it has a tremendous impact on your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your overall quality of life. So we want you out of that space. Like, my whole purpose of doing the work that I do and running Captivating Courtship and the programs and the patterns and the six-step process and everything that I have done and poured into the community and poured into the women that I worked with and helped them to transform their love lives and attract partners, all those things, is because you deserve it. because being in a cage of your stress, of your emotions, of your anxiety, of your fears, of your doubts, of believing that you can't have what you want, believing that it's never going to happen, believing that it's not available to you, that is an unhealthy place to be in. And as women, you should be allowed to be loved. I want you to make the decision that you are going to be an unlimited resource of love, that you are just love unlimited, that you were created in love, you embody love. And even if you don't feel it right now, even if you feel like your heart has some wounds, even if you feel some scarcity, some lack, even if you feel uncertain, any of those things, I want you to know that you are able to cleanse that aspect of you. You are able to heal that aspect of you. You are able to be a source of love and not feel as though love or abundance or connection, that any of those things are limited. That you can't be vulnerable, or you can't be open-hearted, or you can't make deeper connections because you're in a space of fear or control or doubt or abandonment or any of those other things. I want you to be able to embody love as an unlimited resource without restraints, without fear of being used or taken advantage of, or all those things. I want you to just be a fountain, an unlimited resource when it comes to love. So let's talk about Olivia. Overwhelmed Olivia. And this isn't a literal name. This is just like giving you a story. Okay, story time. But Olivia is more than likely a woman who's going to be somewhere in her 30s. Okay, she is in a space in her life where she's worked really hard. She's educated. She's a hard worker. Maybe she's not formally educated. Maybe she's kind of the school of hard knocks educated. That's fine too. But a very hard worker. She has a demanding career. She may be in a position of leadership or some type of management or just some type of power role, right? You're in your power. You are strong. And I'm speaking to you if you are an Olivia, okay? You're in your power. You're strong. You've worked your way up. You've spent a lot of time focused on your career and educational goals. And now you find yourself maybe in your late 20s, I would say more up to about like mid to late 30s, anywhere in that range. And you are in a space of life where you thrive and really identify with your personal achievements and your professional achievements, okay? So in spite of your professional achievements and how accomplished you are, you still struggle with a lot of relationship anxiety. You have a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, a lot of uncertainty when it comes to your love life. And you may even be under the stress or pressure because you feel as though your clock is ticking, right? Your maternal clock, your ability to have children or to have a family or any of those things. It's very common for the overwhelmed Olivia. But Olivia is also overwhelmed because of all the things that she has going on in her life. She may have a demanding family, or she just has a demanding career. Maybe you have children and you have a lot of demands with that, but life is tugging at you and your relationships and your love life has kind of taken a back burner. When you think about getting out there, or you think about taking action or meeting people, even though you may be taking some action, it feels like a lot of failed action because of the anxiety that you experience. And you find yourself getting quickly emotionally attached to men who are unavailable or they're unwilling to commit. So you are meeting men. You're meeting men. You're getting out there. Maybe not often, maybe not frequently, but you are meeting men that you're interested in. However, the men that you're attaching yourself to, and you get quickly attached, you get very emotionally attached, these men are emotionally unavailable, or maybe they're physically unavailable. Maybe it's because of the distance. Maybe they're in a relationship or they're married. That's another sidebar, but we have to talk about it. Maybe they just don't have the time, but whatever the reasons, right? But they're unavailable men. Or they're simply just unwilling to commit. So you're attracting guys that are more on like the cold to warm scale, okay? And because of this, you feel burnt out from unsuccessful dating experiences. You tend to show up very clingy and needy in relationships and during the dating and courtship process. And you experience a lot of low self-worth moments when it comes to your romantic life. Now, on the surface, and your career and your accomplishments, maybe your education, your intellect, maybe your beauty, all those areas, you feel like you got it going on. You feel very confident in those areas. But when it comes to your love life and your relationships and men wanting to commit to you and men being available to you, you struggle with your worthiness. Now, let me say this too, overwhelmed Olivias. Just because you say on the surface level, I love myself, I know I'm worthy, I know that I'm enough, just because you're saying that on a surface level like a mantra doesn't mean you actually believe it. It doesn't mean that down to your core in a deeper subconscious level that you actually believe it to be true. It's almost like it's just a tweet. It's just an Instagram post. It's just a motivational quote. It stops at the tongue and it's not really penetrated to the soul. It's not penetrated on the deeper subconscious of your mind. So it sounds really good. But you know, when it's just you, yourself alone, in your bathroom mirror, in your towel, and you're in that space, how you really feel about yourself when it comes to your romantic life and how you believe that men view you and their willingness to choose you. So ultimately, if you're an overwhelmed Olivia, what you've been wanting, right, is some type of clarity, some type of solution to be able to attract a man for marriage. Like, you're ready for that level of commitment. You're ready for someone that's serious. You're not looking to just court or date and situationships and start stop. You want to get out of that space. You're looking for someone that's ready for something long term, ready for marriage, ready for a commitment, ready to start a life, because you want someone that you can be with and enjoy life with without having the constant stress and the overwhelm or the insecurity that relationships can bring and that life can bring. You have a demanding career. You have a lot of things on your plate already. You just want some relief. You want someone that's going to be a partner, someone that's going to share in that, someone who gets you on that level, right? And you want to feel secure with them. And you want someone who's ready to commit to the long game, because you see life in the long game. You have a vision. You have goals. You have things that you want for yourself. You're not just looking at the day-to-day. So you want someone that's willing and ready to build a life with you. Now, one constant belief that you may be telling yourself that's setting yourself back and creating a loop or a pattern of you being in this space is that you're telling yourself that men aren't serious, or men are emotionally available, or that men are non-committal. Like, they're just not serious. They just won't commit. They don't want to get married. They're not looking for anything serious. They're just not available. Like, this is the constant story that you're telling yourself. You may be telling yourself that men like the idea of you and not the real you. And that tends to be a common mantra, a common thing that many of the women that are overwhelmed Olivias tend to say. Well, I'm going to tell you what your problem actually is, and then I'm going to give you the solution to it and what you need to do. And of course, these are some of the things that we're going to be working on during the 3-day captivating weekend. So the actual problem that you're experiencing and how it's showing up in your love life and why you're experiencing overwhelm in both lives, like in your career and your love life, why you lack balance, why you feel overwhelmed, why you feel that relationship anxiety is clingy and neediness, why you're attracting men who are unavailable or men who won't commit. The key to this, the primary key that you have to focus on is learning how to self-prioritize. Overwhelmed Olivias, you have to do better with learning to pour into yourself first, with being able to put yourself first, to prioritize yourself, and not in a way of just luxury trips or spas or solo travel or fine dining. Like, all those things are good, girl. I'm here for it. I never would tell you not to do it, okay? But making sure that you're really taking time for your mental and emotional health, making sure that when it comes to work, that you still know how to prioritize yourself. And also when you are dating or courting or in a relationship, that you learn how to prioritize yourself over the man. You know how to put yourself first. So the solution, I have three things that are going to be the true fixes that you need, overwhelmed Olivias, to turn your love life around quickly. The first thing is that you need to reconnect with your authentic value. And I'm going to break all of these down in a moment. But the first thing is that you need to reconnect with your authentic value. The second thing is you need to learn to set and keep boundaries. My overwhelmed Olivias are really good at setting boundaries, but they're not good at keeping boundaries. And I'm going to talk more about that and one of the major challenges that you have with that. And the third thing, as I mentioned, the self-care, learning to Focus on self-love, self-care, and self-prioritizing, pouring into your own cup first so that you have some overflow to give. Now, let's talk about authentic value. When it comes to my overwhelmed Olivias, you tend to put a lot of your value, your identity, your worthiness into your accomplishments, into your education, into your accomplishments, into maybe your beauty, your physical appearance. Like, you are a trophy yourself, and you know that. And even though some of my overwhelmed Olivias, because it's been very popular on social media and YouTube and other places where she's like, well, I know my worth isn't in what I do. I know it's not, but you do. You do think that, right? You think that that is where a lot of your value is derived from. And because of that, you place a lot of your value into what you do. You place a lot of value in the men that you attract and the men that you meet into what they do. I'll notice this when I'm talking to a woman and she'll say, oh yeah, well, the doctor that I'm talking to, the lawyer that I'm talking to, the whoever, right? Like, that's how they identify the men that they're getting to know. So pay attention when you are describing a man or when you are excited about a man or telling someone else about a man. Do you lead with his career? That is a big clue that you are probably an overwhelmed Olivia. But this is where you place value. And this is a leak. This is a leak. This is a blind spot in your love life because you're placing more value in what you do and not who you are being. And because the men that you attract are mirrors to you, you are also placing more value in them based upon what they do. And again, this could be their physical appearance. It could be their career, could be their education, it could be whatever, right? And not who they authentically are. You're not paying attention to who this man is actually being, okay? That can be a good thing or a bad thing. You could be ignoring the fact that he's being an amazing man to you because you're stuck in your wounds and your beliefs, or you could be ignoring the fact that he's not really being the type of person that you need him to be, and you're overlooking that because of the things that he does. So my overwhelmed Olivias, you have to reconnect with your authentic value. You have to get very clear on the value that you authentically bring to every room that you walk into by who you're being and not who you're doing, and realign and reconnect with that version of you. And that may mean doing some work. You may have to get clarity on that. You may have to realign with that. You may have to do some inner work. This is the work that we do in CCC, and this is the work that we will be doing at the 3-day Captivating Weekend. But you need to realign with your authentic value. Now, the second thing, overwhelmed Olivias, is that you have to learn to set and keep boundaries. You have to learn to set and keep boundaries, not just setting and keeping boundaries with men. This is setting and keeping boundaries in your work life, in your family life. This is setting and keeping boundaries within yourself. This is practicing self-control and self-discipline and making better promises to yourself. So that could mean that you told yourself that you weren't going to eat certain things, or you told yourself that you weren't going to do certain things, or you told yourself that you were going to change certain aspects, and you're not respecting your own boundaries within your own life. So you're weakening your trust muscle every single time you break a boundary, every single time you break an agreement with yourself, every single time you teach yourself that you're out of integrity with yourself, you're going to weaken your trust muscle, which is going to make it harder for you to be able to be vulnerable and create a healthy relationship and not a clingy, needy relationship with men. Boundaries is also the reason why you may find yourself attracting men who are unavailable, men who won't commit, situationships, all those things, because you're not respecting your own boundaries and what you want in a relationship, what you're looking for, what you will and will not tolerate. You're also struggling with boundaries because you aren't respecting the boundaries of others. So when someone tells you that they don't want something, or maybe they aren't available to communicate or do certain things, whatever, you may become pushy, you may become a little combative, you may become a little clingy or needy or any of those things, right? Those things show up for you. And I can speak for myself, this is something that I still struggle with, this respecting other people's boundaries. I can admit that. I'm actually really good at like boundaries overall, but when I get in my emotions, this is something I'm still working on. So it's not like a cut and dry thing. It's a lifetime journey, okay? I have to check myself a lot of times on, hey, no means no, okay? Because someone will say to me, why can't you just take no for an answer? And I'll say, why would I take no for an answer? That's really how I reply. But I'm working on it, okay? I'm working on it, but I'm working through you. But respecting the boundaries of others and also time management. Time management, now that I'm good at that. I'm pretty good at time management. But time management so that you have space and availability to self-prioritize and also so you can get out there and meet potential partners. Now, the last thing that I mentioned is self-prioritizing and self-care. So learning to make yourself a priority, pour into your own cup first, and also knowing when to pull and withdraw your energy back. Because you are overwhelmed, Olivia, and you're so used to being on go, you're so used to being on doing mode, you're so used to achieving and accomplishing that you can get so focused on a goal and so focused on an outcome that when you are in a dating and courtship or you're in a relationship and you're not being poured back into and you're not getting what you need, you may not even realize that you need to withdraw your energy because your energy is being drained. So you're this fountain of unlimited love. You need to pour love back into yourself. Pour love back into yourself because you're pouring your love into your career, into your friends, into your family, into your partner, into the men that you're meeting. You're pouring love everywhere externally. So everyone is sucking your energy. Everyone is draining from your cup. And then that's what's causing the anxiety. That's what's causing you to cling and to need. And your energy is getting pulled down. You're getting distracted. You're losing focus. You're all over the place because you're not putting your energy back into yourself. So you have to learn to prioritize yourself. Boundaries helps you prioritize yourself. Realigning with your values, creating a lifestyle that's aligned, taking those moments to slow down, taking those moments to process and really pay attention to how you're feeling, connecting with that internally, connecting and realigning back with your feminine essence because you are so in do mode. Because you tend to operate more in your masculine. It's not saying you are masculine, but because of your achievements, your accomplishments, what you have to do, go girl, I'm not saying don't do it. But learning to create that balance and being able to pour more into yourself is what's going to allow you to pull back your energy so that you don't allow men who are emotionally unavailable or unwilling to commit to suck your energy from you. Okay? So for my overwhelmed Olivias, the upcoming Captivating Weekend is March 8th through the 10th. And over these 3 days, you're going to gain a better understanding of your relationship patterns, how to attract and navigate healthy relationships, how to navigate the courtship process, especially if you have an anxious attachment style. Avoidance, you're welcome to join too, but especially if you have an anxious attachment style. And you're also going to learn how to feel more confident and create a more fulfilling lifestyle. This is going to be perfect for you if you are a high achieving woman who wants to embody unlimited love. If you are ready to attract a partner, you're ready for commitment, you're ready for marriage, and you're serious about having the life you deserve, tickets are $225 and they are available on the website captivatingcourtship.com/captivatingweekend. And if you want an early bird ticket and you listen to this before March 25th, that's the last day to get an early bird ticket, you can go ahead and send me a DM on Instagram and I will send you the link, the private link for early bird enrollment. But regular tickets and regular enrollment will be available on March 26th for $250. You're going to get access to all 3 days. You're going to get access to the replays of the sessions along with workbooks and exercises, and you're going to be able to connect with like-minded women. It's just going to be an amazing experience. I'm so excited to open this up because the last two rounds have been amazing, but they've been private just for CCC students. So I welcome those who are willing to join, but tickets are extremely limited. We can only have a small amount of women due to the intimacy of the event. So registration for the Captivating Weekend completely closes on March 7th. So you want to make sure that you get your ticket before tickets run out and before the enrollment closes. I can't wait to meet you and to speak with you and to help you overwhelmed Olivia's work through this so you can feel more empowered in your love life and tap into that unlimited love. You have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, beautiful. I want to ask you to share this podcast with the woman you know and help us change the way women attract partners and court for commitment. I'm a huge believer that when we change one woman and elevate her relationships, we change society and we also change family trees. And you can help with this simply by sharing the podcast. Thanks for being a part of the Courtship Code community, and thanks for sharing this episode.